All right, welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Man, it's been a while, but I wanted to get another one out before the end of the month, so it's the last day. I cut it close, guys. I cut it way too close, but I'm here and I'm ready to talk about whatever's on my mind. And there's not a whole bunch, but you know how I go. I get rolling, I get talking about one topic, then it reminds me of another thing going on and another thing, and it compiles on. So I got some new settings going on. I had to re-download a couple different programs, so we're kind of working with a shit show right now. My mic definitely needs to be upgraded. I need to go XLR. I'm running just straight USB right now. There is one USB mic I was thinking about sticking with, just because the cost and like the performance of it, it's amazing. But everyone goes XLR because the interface you get with that just allows you to like run audio so much differently. Like you get a different, it's like almost like a professional mixer. So might do that. So the premise of today is just going to be pretty much like a talk. You know, so I'm gonna end up just chilling, playing the game that I got going on right now. I got Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. What do I got? Ghost Recon Breakpoint. So I'm gonna be playing that and just talking. You know, there's been a lot going on in the world, a lot in cancel culture. We got stuff going on. With this damn, well, I mean, you know, ooh, this is a topic I'm gonna start on, and I'm see what I mean. I say one thing, it reminds me, because I was talking to mom yesterday, and I'm like, mom, is the world really less divided? Is the world really less at each other's throats than when Donald Trump was president? And she said, you know, Lewis, I don't think so. And I'm like, right? Like, when you really think about it, now, instead of it being about race, and let's double back on that later, instead of it being about race, it's about vaxxed or unvaxxed. It's about, you know, mask or no mask. And it's just so crazy to me that we have just as many issues or more, because at least, and then Donald Trump was entertaining. When was, have we even had a press conference like from Joe Biden yet? Like, I haven't been following politics. I had to give it up. After everything that's happened, everything I've been through with politics and governmental stuff, I had to do what was best for my mental health, because these are grown-ass people acting like children, and they're never gonna get it right because they're too worried about being right. They'd rather be right. They'd rather have someone pat them on the back for their efforts than to get anything done for their constituents. I couldn't say the word constituents. It's a sad, sad world. It's more about their ego, and it's about just getting the other guy. It has nothing to do with affording the benefits of the people. And I really wish that more people would stand up and say, you know what, that's true. Maybe we should look into a way to maybe we should look into a way to get some, term limits for Congress passed. But the problem is Congress would have to pass them. And there lies the problem. We would need the regulators to regulate themselves, but they don't. They always give themselves raises. They always take care of themselves, but they don't take care of the little guy. And not even little guy. I mean, there's people who make 250 grand a year that might need help. You know, families that make 400 grand a year that might need help compared to, let's say, a million to 2 million, 10 million, whatever. Like, there's a whole range of people who get forgotten about just because they're doing well, quote unquote, who are still left in the balance of, you know, this system. I know there's a lot of people who are poor who can't afford a car, so I get that part. I'm not saying let's forget about them, but I am saying there is more than just the absolute bottom of the barrel poor who need assistance and who need people, not assistance like financially, but who need things to change in the world so that they can also live a good life and not be taken advantage of, I guess, is the biggest thing, like taxes and whatever. It's just so crazy to me, like the whole thing going on with Joe Rogan right now and Spotify, it's insane. There's people, oh, I'm just gonna leave. All right, bye, bitch. Bye, leave. And they are. And Spotify said, you know what? Go ahead and leave. I hope one day that you wanna come back, but we're not giving up Joe. You know, he's been doing the same thing. It's so crazy. It's just, it's a power move. They don't, it's just, they want to hit him. They want to take down the episode. They want something to do. And Joe's like, fine. If I interview someone controversial and you need to put up a warning or whatever before that, no problem. Go ahead. Put up the warning before I have my episode. That's fine. He's cool with it. He's cool with being able to mitigate some of the issues that I guess people are having, and he's working with the company as best he can. But there's other people like, no, like, I just won't participate in this. I won't. And that just seems so childish. Like, fuck it. I mean, you have enough money. What are you worried about taking your content off? Like, it's just so crazy to me. These people, man. And it's just like, what is that really doing? Is that really a protest to remove your content? So, no one's gonna, like, are you that big that people are like gonna stop listening to Spotify just to hear your song specifically? Like, is your fan base that strong? I don't know. It might be. But, I don't know. It just doesn't seem, I don't know. It just seems kind of crazy to me. Yeah, but people have to choose. It's his right. You know, he can choose to do whatever he wishes. I just don't see how that's conducive to solving the real issue at hand, which is the vaccine, which it's not even a vaccine. A vaccine, you take it and then you don't get the whatever it is, right? You take the polio vaccine, you can't get polio. You take the chickenpox vaccine, you can't get chickenpox, measles, mumps, blah, 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 et cetera. When I was a kid, I took back the important vaccines. My mom got me vaccinated. I'm not anti-vax. My son is vaccinated. I'm not anti-vax. But this is just, to me, it's like, why don't we call it what it is so it's properly at least designated, so when someone's looking it up to try to do their own research, that they're not saying, oh, well, it is a vaccine, because, I mean, what? You know, I'm going to qualify what a vaccine is. Give me 1 second, guys. Let's Google this. Let me open up the good old Google. All right. Oh. Hey, Cortana. Define vaccine. Yeah, okay, so that, oh, dang it, that would have been so cool. Okay, let me change the setting, and then you guys could have heard that. That was pretty neat. All right, so I'm gonna start using that feature when we're doing stuff together, guys. Hold on, let me go back. Okay. Oh, come on. Okay, finish, there you go. I need to change this so you can hear it, so I don't have to read it to you like an idiot. Now you should be able to hear this afterwards. All right. Hey, Cortana. Oh, can she hear me? Hey, Cortana. Define vaccine.
Vaccine means a substance used to stimulate the production of antibodies and provide immunity against one or several diseases, prepared from the causative agent of a disease, its products, or a synthetic substitute, treated to act as an antigen without inducing the disease.
Okay, so as we all know, the corona vaccine does not fit that description. Now, I gave you the definition right off the internet, right off Microsoft, which Bill Gates created. So, like, I can't get any more compliant than that. There's no way to be more compliant at all. So, that technically isn't a vaccine, right? So we just established that. So, shouldn't that alone be a problem? That's false advertising. If you go to Walmart and there's a tag that says $1.99, and you go check out and it says $3.99, you go right back to that little thing and you get it for $1.99 because it's marked that way, it's advertised that way. So if something isn't what it is, it shouldn't be marked that way, period. That's just my thoughts on the matter. If you display something and you sell it, this is worldwide, because aren't we giving or selling vaccines to countries who couldn't produce enough? So if that's the case, we're giving it, and I'm not saying the vaccine has ill effects, because I don't know that. I didn't take this vaccine. I don't know whether it gives you bad, it gives you bad effects during its use or its cycle for you or not. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm simply arguing that how much is really misinformation by these people on Joe Rogan's podcast? Because it took me 2 seconds to do that. Just a simple definition. You know what I mean? Like, if that's just a simple definition, and they're talking about stuff that's way more complex, like side effects in certain people, which everyone's different. And if you do the math, though, there's gonna be side effects just based off there's 330 million people in the U.S. So 1% of that is a lot of people that are gonna have ill effects. Like, there's nothing you can do about that. And I don't think we have to understand. Okay, let me put it like this in a way I guess I would understand. Girls, you buy, makeup, right? And you guys use your foundation or something like that. You can use your foundation just fine. And you and all your friends have been using the same makeup for forever. A new girl moves from college or whatever, or into the friend group for another state, maybe transfers to your job, and you're like, oh, we all use this one makeup, and then she uses it and it breaks her out, right? Would you really like sue that company when you all have used it for years and it's never given you any problem, but it's just that one time she uses it and she breaks out? Well, her skin can be different. She can react differently. That's the same concept. To me, it's the same concept. So it's hard. It's hard. It's probably helping some people out too. Oh, game. I don't want the game to interfere with the podcast. Turn down. But we gotta be realists too. Like, let's not be dickheads. Is there really corporations out there like, ooh, it's Pinky in the fucking Brain all day? Every day, can you imagine? Every day they walk in the office, right? And they're like, we're gonna take over the world. All right, Jim, what you got? And they just go around the table. And they have fuck tons of money. It's a bunch of billionaires who started a company. They get away from their wives because their wives are fucking terrible. They can't get out of the marriage. It costs them too much money. And those are the people who really run the world. The nerds who really fucking made it happen. They helped NASA when they were down. They lent money to fucking politicians when they were down. They fucking got people out of badass situations with judges and lawyers. And they're just the most badass people who run the world, right? I mean, I'm talking all over the place. And this is just the U.S., right? So there's branches everywhere. This cult of people, not in a bad way, just like the collection of people. And they go around the table and they're just like, all right, Jim, what you got? Well, we could release the bees from Japan, see if they make it across the ocean, they can fuck shit up. And they're like, you know what? Save that, put that in the back folder. And then it just, like, that just doesn't make sense. Sure, they're shitty people. But if you're worried about money, you're worried about making money. You know, buy low, sell high, like when all this shit happened, airlines went down, cruise ships went down, I bet your ass there was people buying stock. When movie theaters went down, all that shit, people were buying stock. You know, and if you can control it, you can get richer. If you can, and I'm not saying this happened on purpose, what I'm saying is, if there's an opportune time to do something and you have the money in your hand, you're gonna do it right then. Like, if there's a car for sale, like, say if there's a fucking, like, what's my dream car? If there's a mid-2000s Ford GT, and I could only drive it if Ford apologized to Ken Miles. But say that happens, Ken Miles gets his apology and his car made, and there's like a mid-2000s Ford GT or the new Ford GT, because honestly, that's goals. And it's for sale because they're getting divorced, they don't want their wife to get it, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I don't know, say 150 grand or 100, they just need quick money, they need to pay for a lawyer, they need to move, they're leaving to Mexico, they're like, fuck this shit, I'm not even dealing with this, they ain't got no kids, so they ain't got to worry about that, they could just bounce, they need cash, but they need cash today. I'm able to buy that car and take care of that or take advantage of that situation because I had cash on hand ready to take advantage of that situation. That's exactly what rich people do because they always, always, always have cash on hand. So it's not necessarily they create the issue. This world is so messed up that a lot of those issues create themselves, guys. Like, when are we going to be honest about this? Like, it's not fair to blame millionaires and billionaires realistically. Like, I mean, I just, it's hard for me to believe. Now, when it comes to certain wars, because there's, let's say there's, resources in a certain area. Do I believe that we go to places, create problems, and lie about it when we need to gather resources and then get a stronghold and get resources out of the hands of someone else? Not so much of gathering the resources for ourselves, but making sure those resources don't end up in the hands of someone else. Of course, that's called strategy. That keeps us alive. That keeps you going out to the club. That keeps your mom safe. That keeps your cousins doing stupid shit. Like, let's be real, okay? There's a part of this life that's dirty. It's not fucking black and white. We live in a gray world where good people do what you would consider bad things for the safety of national security. Yeah, I mean, and trust me, I've been on both ends. And that's about all I can say. I've been on both ends. So we have to, I'm the whole point of this beginning, and trust me, I'll flip and I'll flip this order and say how bad it is on certain things because people get like, they get greedy or they get unnecessary, right? There's no need. There should be a mission focused, there should be a mission focused goal that's achievable and measurable every time something like that happens. because otherwise, how do you control it? When do you know when to stop? Like, think about Afghanistan and then us pulling out. Oh, that motherfucker pulled out of Afghanistan. Okay, Biden did do that. It was sloppy as shit, but he did do that. I'll give him that. I mean, they did kind of try to make it impossible for Trump to be able to do that. And I'm not a Trump supporter. Trust me, me and Trump have almost literal personal beef. And literally, if this podcast gets 100 views by the end of this month, I will tell the story. The real story. The one that could probably land me in fucking federal custody. Actually, that's not really enough views to get in federal custody. But there is parts of the story that, I mean, I don't know. I might not tell all of it. I'll have to leave probably some parts out. But I'm not kidding. Like, people act like, oh, I'm so mad at this world and Trump and politics. No, you have no idea. No idea. It's okay. Your life is not that bad. Trust me. Hug your mother. Hug your father. Say thank you to people around you. Be grateful. It's not that bad. This life is not that bad. And I'm telling you, I know, trust me, I've suffered from, look, I'm suffering from right now. And look, that's my goal. And I don't have resolutions because I think they're stupid. But my goal for 2022 and beyond is to be more upfront about my bipolar disorder, my PTSD, and my anxiety. And how they came about, telling my story so that other people know, like, you can conquer that shit in a way. Medicine helps. I mean, I've been talking to behavioral health for a long time. It's good for you. You have to do it. They're experts. They can actually figure out how to deal with what you're going on specifically. My case is like super, super one-off. You know, certain medicines that work on other people don't work on me, don't react to my body, won't work with my brain. There's specific medicines that are old school, like the first medicines ever that work with me. It's fucking insane. Like, but it's okay. It's okay, though. That's the difference. Everything's going to be okay. At the end, everything's going to be okay. And if it's not, it's not the end. You have to remember that. Everything is going to be okay. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. We have to remember that but whatever you believe in, you have to take a second to dial back what we are and who we are. We are the craziest creation on this planet. We make shit that is insane. We're little crazy engineers and daredevils and risk takers, and I mean, you should be proud just to be human. Yeah, we're put in bad spots sometimes. There's poor people who are fucking taken advantage of and made to do things that are fucked up, like child labor and stuff like that. But you know what? Life is still beautiful. There is still beauty to this life, regardless of the situation you're in. And you know what? I bet you anything, those people find it. You know, they'll find it. If they haven't, they will. You can be down bad. Shit will come around. Like, it always does. You just got to stay true. You can't let that shit get to you. Especially if it's not for material shit. Like, when you're hungry, that's one thing. When you're down in the ditches, hungry, without shelter, that's absolutely horrible. You know, I mean, and that's where we all, as humans, should pitch in. Collectively, to take care of that worldwide. I'm talking globally. No one should have to worry about food. No one should have to worry about shelter. And then let's see what happens. Like, let's see who flourishes. You know, who joins the military for their country? Who starts doing art? You know, who starts coding and working on AI? Who starts working on the space program, spacesuits? Who starts working on medicine and solving, cures or solving diseases, making cures? if people are sitting hungry and crazy and worried about what they're going to eat, or just having anxiety overtake them because they can't focus on what they need to focus on, I mean, what do we expect people to do? And the fact that mental health is just now catching on to like being a serious issue, like, it's insane. We've got to do better. We've got to do better. And I think we will. I think the world is finally coming around to understanding what's real. You know, it's real. There's people who, I mean, schizophrenia is real bad. You know, anxiety can be just crippling. Absolutely crippling. So, I don't know. It's sad because I know so many people are undiagnosed. So many people can't afford the help they need. You know, they can't get the health insurance to pay for visits and or video calls or whatever they're doing now. It's really sad. Like, for real, on a real level, that's sad as fuck. And I don't know what to do about it. Like, why? I mean, healthcare really should be free. Like, for real, you know, the nurses do most of the work. When you really think about it, like, the nurses and the staff around, I know doctors have to go through the most school, but I believe in my heart that it's like the nurses and the people around the doctors that truly do the most footwork. Like, the doctors don't sit in patients' rooms and wipe their ass and have to work 12-hour shifts and stuff like that. Like, it's like the doctor's gone, you know? So it's like, why are we even arguing the fact, like, it's a shortage of doctors would mean anything? Them niggas don't do anything anyway. I mean, they do something. But it's realistically, when it comes down to like the brass tacks, as long as we have enough nurses and schedulers and enough people to rotate in for like breaks, like actual breaks, so they don't have to work 12-hour shifts, they can work their, you know, normal 8 and be good, we would be fine. And then we could actually handle the load. The problem is the load is too high because there's not enough people to wait on all the people. So even if there's enough beds, you know, I need to get a nurse on. Guys, I promise you, next month, you're getting a nurse. I'm going to add as many people as I have to that's a nurse on Facebook. I'll go on Bumble and find a nurse. Act like I want to date her and then just like interview her. I will do whatever I can to answer these questions about the life of a nurse. I will never take an SMG into battle ever again. That just proved my point. Can't see his head and I can't kill him otherwise. Yeah, that's bad. I'm going back to the dang thing. Yep, that's my goal. I want to interview a nurse. I have a friend that does like social work, but it's not necessarily like, oh shit, oh my god, I know a nurse. She's on my friends list on Facebook. Let me see something. Hold on. Damn, I haven't even learned how to move the fucking mic with me when I move. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. About to messenger. We're about to lock this in, boys. and gals. I'm gonna do it right on the podcast too. You thought I was playing? I'm getting y'all some content, some real shit. She's gonna tell us the truth. All right, let's see. Where is she? I hope you're excited. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, so messenger right now. Give me 1 second, guys. Message sent, baby. All right. She's kind of shy though. She's super, super nice. Super nice. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not gonna count on her doing it, but I really hope she does, because she works at the local hospital. And we shall see. All right, back to it. So, and I'm pretty conservative, but the thing is, it's just like, we should not, okay, as a conservative, as Americans, I think we should agree. We should not make money off our own people. We, like, back in the day when they were selling crack, you should not sell crack to your own family. You don't shit in your own pool. Well, you don't shit in anyone's pool, but you definitely don't shit in your own pool. You know, you don't contaminate your own environment. If we're gonna make money, let's go make money off Saudi Arabia. Let's go make money off Germany. Let's go make money off Japan. Let's go make money off China. Why are we sucking the life out of our own country? That's what I don't get. Like, and if someone can explain it to me to where it's fiscally responsible and it strengthens the United States of America, okay. Sure. If it strengthens us as a country and it continues to build a strong foundation, and it builds ties inside the country to where all of our people are working together and stuff like that, okay, no problem. But that is not the case. That is not the case whatsoever. So, what are we doing? That's the real question. Why are we making our people sicker? Why is our food in McDonald's and all the fast food restaurants way worse than in other countries? That doesn't make any sense. Why? How is that? productive. How in any way is that okay? What are we gonna do when all that shit hits the fan? I mean, I don't know. You know, when I'm really thinking about, like, what is going to happen? I don't get it. Like, why? Why poison your own well? I mean, are you trying to make room for some other people to come over? Like, I don't know. I need to read a new book. I have a book I need been needing to read forever. It's John Grisham. It's called, what is it? I think it's The Guardians. The Guardians. Holy shit, I'm getting shot at. No. Shoot him in the face. Okay, he's reloading. Dead. Okay. Yeah, so I need to read that soon so I have something else to talk about. But I mean, honestly, for me, life's good. I have questions that just seem so obvious that, I mean, they're not though, obviously, or they would be taken care of. Like, so weird. But my thing is just like, why? If people are complaining about it, people are bitching about it, give them what they want. And sure, I'm sure there's gonna be people that abuse it. But how do you abuse the doctor? Most people don't even go. I bet you anything, if you gave free health insurance out, most people would not ever use it. It would go unused. Like, if there's a way to track that. But what do I know? Because some people would actually have to take the initiative and be responsible for themselves. People would have to say, oh, okay, I'm unhealthy because I didn't go to the doctor, not I'm unhealthy because the man holding me down. And that's white and black, trust me. That's not racial at all. Who knows? We'll never know until someone does something that either tries it or passes some laws. I'd love to see it in my lifetime. You know, I just want to see some progress moving forward, or at least move out of the way. If you're not going to move forward, get out of the way. Don't make it harder for, don't see someone about to do something like how they move for Elon Musk. Like, there's no way Elon Musk isn't giving the government access to satellites and to other stuff just because the way everything's happening. They're not stopping him at all. There's nothing in the way. There's absolutely nothing in his way. I mean, there's an agreement, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there is. You know, I'm not judging. You gotta do what you gotta do. You know, and get yours at all costs. You know, and he is, and I just feel like, I mean, more people should go for it. More people should just say F it and do what they gotta do and follow their dream and just make it happen, you know? Why not? You know, don't be afraid to fail. Yeah, failure is your friend. You learn something, you grow from it, you get better, you improve. All right, let's think of another topic. What's the next topic? You know, I have one in mind, but it's kind of geeky. Most people wouldn't understand it, but it's just like supply chains right now are just still, I mean, everyone I'm sure can relate to things being more expensive or being unable to buy things that you used to. You know, going to the store and seeing shelves empty is probably pretty common right now. And it, to me, it's just so insane. Like, isn't that a sign that we should make more things in America? You know, there's plenty of room in rural America. And maybe rural America won't allow some of that. But, like, even in between, like, you have to drive to get to rural America. There's not necessarily you're driving and then you're there. So there's plenty of, like, real estate, I'm saying, and places on the way there to where you wouldn't disrupt the rural life, because it is a lifestyle that's calm and shouldn't be disturbed or messed with. So I respect that 100%. But there's also a lot that can be done by, adapting new, like, ways of life, I guess, to areas that are empty. Because everyone said, oh, like, can't afford to live, and I can't buy a house, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. It's like, yeah, you can't do that in a city. You can't do that where you wanna have fun and all have all your friends and whatever. But you can move somewhere where it's cheaper and do it. No problemo. So it's all about what you want to do and what you're willing to sacrifice, you know? And I just feel like you have to, I mean, we gotta step up our game, guys. Our generation is gonna be carrying the weight. And if we don't do what we're supposed to do to do our part, we're all fucked. All of us are fucked. But we'll see. We'll see how much we all want it. How bad comfort, how necessary comfort is. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the future. I, because you see people, there's some people that are super determined, but what they're determined to do doesn't take a certain amount. It doesn't take a type of skill that can be applied in a different situation. That's what I'm trying to say. I guess that's what I'm, it's not a multi-use skill. All right, you're famous on TikTok. Cool, I got it, logged it, right? But how do you use that? In a negotiation situation, or it's like we all need to pull our resources together. We all have to use our different skills to accomplish a goal. How does that help? How does being a popular Netflix help? How does popular being on Instagram help? I just don't understand, like, when things get, like, real, like, when we have to decide the fate of our nation, because the old people died off, and we're the people who have to make decisions, are we gonna make sound ones? And I don't think that's not an unrealistic thing to ask. Like, who's going to make the hard decisions, like whether to bomb a country or not? Or who are we going to leave that to? Do we become a military state? You know, like, makes no sense. There's no, I just don't see guidance in a way that's gonna be, man, I mean, when things get real, I'm not talking about, yes, life right now, or even the social things. We have to have people who can be agreeable. You know, we gotta be able to agree. If we can't agree, we're fucked. Because it has to make sense for everyone, as much sense for everyone as possible. So if we can't do that, I mean, what are we going to be able to do? And I only ask this question because, isn't it realistic? I mean, look at our Congress now and how much they get done. How long it takes them to vote. Takes them forever to vote. Like, shouldn't there be free healthcare by now? You know? Like, someone being gay or not just became a non-issue. Just became a non-issue. Just wild. And I'm not trying to complain the whole time. It's just like, I want to look for answers, guys. Please, I mean, if you message me or whatever, let me know. I'm just trying to think about the future. I'm just thinking about the future. Like, I know right now, we need to think about right now. And I will try my best to come up with another topic about, like, today. You know, I'll go, let me go on Google. My Google News. Well, Russia's causing problems again. Not really surprising. Let's talk about how cheap Elon Musk's ass is. Okay, Elon Musk is flying around in a private jet, which is public information. This guy creates a bot on Twitter that tracks Elon Musk's movements. He said, I'll pay you $5,000 to take it down. And he's like, why would I do it for less than 50? Like, or like a Tesla Model S or you know, an internship. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, pretty much just like, you're a billionaire. Give the kid the money. What the hell is your problem? Am I just crazy, or is he being a cheap ass? If you really want it done, throw the fucking money, bro. You got it liquid. It's not a problem. We know it's not a problem. But to offer him $5,000 is kind of fucked up. To me, that's almost disrespectful. It actually is disrespectful. So, I hope it stays up till you cough up some real cash, bro. I guess for some of my gamer listeners, we all know Xbox bought Activision and Blizzard, which is probably the craziest purchase in gaming history. Good $70 billion. $70 billion. Ooh, Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, just tested positive for COVID-19. It's probably because you don't follow your own shit. When you're offline, you don't wear masks, bro. You don't, you probably vaxxed, but you know, you can't preach to the choir. I still remember your punk ass when that plane went down, bro. I'll never forget that in my life. I watched that plane get shot down in real time, bro. And then you're talking about there'll be a full investigation. If you find out they did something, you're going to do something about it. You didn't do shit. No tariffs, no nothing. Pussy. Ugh. I don't ever want to hear nothing from him. He's straight pussy. All pussy. And not the good kind. So, I'm not very happy with that man. I think he's full of shit. Like, just the stuff he talks about, the way he says things, like, it's ridiculous. Like no bueno. No bueno. Okay, let me see something here. That's not really news. Plus, we don't celebrate people's, you know, misfortune. We don't do that around here. But you reap what you sow. I do believe that. 1000%. Okay, what else do we got? North Korea has confirmed that it tested a missile capable of striking Guam. Like, bro, what are you doing? Feed your people, bro. Feed your people. Just disgusting. They're trying to give those guys a plea deal that killed Ahmaud Arbery when they were just, I thought they were already convicted. They got life. I mean, either way, I think they're... Yeah, that's weird. But it's a, at that point, I think it's the DOJ, so... Wow. Just when you look, it's just so corrupt. Everything is so corrupt. Every institution is corrupt. That's fucking nuts. I don't get it. How did it happen? How did we let it happen? I know, not us. I mean, we're podcast listeners listening to good old Dying Breed discussions. But how did it happen? Like, okay, say, okay. Say for 1 minute, I'm right. And the DOJ is corrupted. It's been infiltrated and corrupted by sleazy slimeball sleazebags. The FBI is corrupted. The NSA is corrupted. I will never say the CIA is, because I have to believe, to keep myself alive, to keep myself going, I have to believe that the CIA will act in the best interest of the American people. No matter what. Okay, so that could mean, you know, that could mean hurting someone in American soil. That could mean anything. But I have to believe that they are not infiltrated, and that from the bottom to the top, from entry level agents to the top, the CIA operates with the best interest of the American people. And I have to believe that, or there's no point to be here. Might as well fucking go off all the people that we know are bad and then fight it out with the cops till the end, you know? Okay, landed a helicopter and no one saw me. I need to get inside. So, okay, now I need to get the hell out of here. Still playing the game. I think I'm doing pretty good for, oh shit. I wish you guys would have saw that. It was so cool. I ran out of a door and there was a guy there, so I kept running and I hit him and it like kind of bumped up against the wall and then like shot, like hip fired shot into him and like sprayed him in a wall. Drive the helicopter. Get out of here. Thank you. Gone. Are they still chasing me? No, I'm good. But like, thing is, like, what do we do, guys? You know, I'm about to turn 30 this year. Do I just ignore the world I live in that, you know, my son's gonna grow up in, that I want more kids, I want a wife? Do I just like not, like, do I find one that doesn't know anything about this kind of stuff? Do I, you know, hide the world from them? How does that work? I'm not sure how this works. How do you carry on? See, I'm sure they train you. You know, when you go to like an agency or something like that, they train you how to balance it, how to balance normal life with this life. Makes you wonder. But it's all right. Because everything is going to be okay. I think we just have to believe that. We have to support each other. We have to be nice to each other. I mean, we have to spend our time. We have to spend our time investing in being nice. We have to uplift each other. We have to, you know, just be good people, because there's, at the end of the day, there's forces in this universe that could just end us. Human forces, more than human forces, like there's just things in this world we can't even see that could literally take us the fuck out. You know, you could literally, at the end of the day, you could get drone striked. Literally, it's possible. And it could get, maybe say, covered up. So it's like, we can't fight. We can't fight I'm trying to think of a word, because I don't want to like break it up in a bunch of different. We can't fight the negativity. We can't fight what we can't see. We can't fight what they don't want to exist. We can't fight those things. So, why? Why try? We have to maneuver. We have to, and I'm trying to choose my words wisely because I don't want to ever give bad advice on something so serious. I'm talking about how to move through life. You have to find something you love to do. Before you find anyone, right? You're single. Be single. If you're in a bad relationship, break the fuck up. If you're living with someone you don't want to live with, break the fuck up. If you're in a marriage that sucks, get fucking divorced right now. Do it today. Say fuck it. Do it today. Leave today. Break up today. Leave now. I'm going to upload this early enough. And I promise it's going to be early enough to where you can hear this, the end of this. And you're like, okay, fuck, I need to do it. And I mean this shit. Fucking take control of your life. Take back control of your life right now. You are in control of your life. No one else is in control. Make the decisions for you. Grab your shit and get the fuck out. You are what you are. No one can change it. No one should try to change it. You have to accept yourself. You have to love yourself and move the fuck on. Use what you got and do what you gotta do with it. Now, you have that. Find something you love, a passion, something you would do for free as long as you could eat and have shelter. You would do it for free and you would do it for the rest of your life. Find that, right? And then to find a way to make money doing that. And then find the girl. Then find the guy. Then find the group of people. You don't have to fall in love and have this romanticism. That shit's stupid to be forced on someone. You can find a group of people you just like to be around, and that be your clique, that be your relationship, that be your love. It's not always about sex, it's about intimacy. You can be intimate without having sex. It can just be that feeling, that love, that general, like, I feel I have purpose with these people. Find that. Then build your home base, build your HQ. Build your headquarters and operate out of that headquarters. Then monetize it and just chill and let it coast. But that's it for me. That's been another Dying Breed discussion. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Thank you so much for listening. Please, if you have any parents left, tell them thank you. Appreciate them. Call them. Let them know you love them. Give them a hug if they're close enough. All right. I love you guys. Have a great day. This will be up very soon. Goodbye.